This is a special report from ABC News. House passes foreign aid. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A Saturday session passed military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, plus other measures, including resupplying America's own weapons arsenal. Moderate Republicans joined Democrats to okay the separate aid bills over other Republicans, like Texas's Troy Nels, prefer more border security measures.
What happened today to America is bad. It's not good for America. It's not America first.
House Speaker Mike Johnson scheduled the debate and votes, which only took a few hours today.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
Republicans in the House and Senate refused to support a comprehensive border security bill not long ago because former President Trump told them to, saying it would only help President Biden and other Democrats. The Senate has to act on the bills next, and then President Biden would sign them. This is ABC News. Police saying they prevented something awful. ABC's Philipoff.
Police say a potential mass shooting prevented, and new chilling details about the student now under arrest. Maryland high school student Andrea Yee, who uses male pronouns and goes by Alex, is being held without bond after allegedly making plans to carry out a shooting at two schools in Montgomery County.
Hundreds of vinyl shops in the U.S. celebrating Record Store Day amid a resurgence of interest in the old format. While most listeners use streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music, Luke Sardello, co-owner of Josie Records in Dallas, says members of younger generations are returning to LPs.
People enjoy having a tangible piece of music that they can hold in their hands. You know, it's a different experience than if you're streaming something.
A third temporary channel for boats to access the Port of Baltimore has opened as workers keep removing debris from the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's time for a news update from WRCO, sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, clear and cold, frost likely, a low down to 28. Sunday warmer with plenty of sunshine and a bit breezy with a high of 61. Monday 66 with scattered showers. There is a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for the entire listening area, according to the National Weather Service. Today we're at our daytime high. It is 39 degrees.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Autoworks in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Autoworks for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd at TC Autoworks, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO News. Monday is Earth Day, and UW-Madison has lots going on. The university's Earth Fest runs through next week on Friday. There will be dozens of events ranging from lectures to volunteer opportunities. Paul Robbins is dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. He said this is the institute's biggest effort ever in the 50 years it sponsored Earth Day activities. Robbins notes Earth Day was the brainchild of the late Senator Gaylord Nelson, for whom the institute is named, but that Nelson always declared that all he did was name a day and everybody else showed up and did the heavy lifting. Find out more at earthfest.wisc.edu. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin next week for her third visit to the battleground state this year. President Joe Biden's campaign announced this week that Harris plans to campaign in La Crosse on Monday at an event focused on abortion rights. Harris was in Madison last month and in Waukesha in January for the first of her trips focused on abortion. Wisconsin is one of a handful of battleground states across the country. The latest Marquette University Law School poll released Wednesday showed the race between Biden and former President Donald Trump to be about even. Wisconsin's Attorney General says crime victims have more rights than ever, but there's a ways to go. Josh Call points to sexual assault survivors in Wisconsin in particular.
Survivors are now empowered to find out what's happening with their sexual assault kit, where it is in the process, as that kit moves through the process and their case moves forward.
But he says Wisconsin has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get for victims from Washington. Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Conference this week. Governor Evers will be a part of a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four justices granted Evers' motion to intervene on Thursday. More remains found this week thought to be belonging to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Sadie Robinson's murder. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for an investigation. Since then, 11 prison employees have been put on leave. There's no word if anyone has been charged. A Dane County jury found a woman guilty Thursday of a 2023 shooting in Middleton. The jury deliberated for 5 hours before convicting 24-year-old Jakira Anderson of first-degree intentional homicide. Police said Anderson killed MSI auto sales employee Kasu Samba after a dispute over the purchase of a vehicle. A first-degree intentional homicide conviction in Wisconsin carries a mandatory life sentence. Anderson's sentencing hearing has not yet been scheduled. The Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Sharing Space with Deke. The program will feature a live virtual conversation with astronaut Bob Crippen. Crippen was hired by Slayton in 1969 when the Air Force's manned orbiting laboratory was canceled. Prior to his space flight, Crippen was assigned to the 56-day Skylab medical experiment altitude test and support crew for the Apollo-Soyuz text project. He was the pilot on the first flight of a space shuttle in orbit and commander of three others. Following his space flights, Crippen served as director of the space shuttle program and then director of the Kennedy Space Center, retiring in 1995. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Bob Crippen, will be held Sunday at 3 at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. You may attend in person or via Zoom. Tickets priced at $10 are available online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. This year marks a rare convergence as two significant cicada broods, the 13-year-old brood 19 and the 17-year brood 8, will emerge simultaneously, an event occurring only once every 221 years. Given the scope of this year's periodical broods, 2024 will bring a once-in-a-lifetime level of cicada activity to the U.S. Wisconsin is one of just 17 states expected to see this. In total, 12 Wisconsin counties will be affected. The 12 counties expected to see the brood 8 affected include Crawford, Dane, Grant, Greene, Iowa, Jefferson, Milwaukee, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Walworth, and Waukesha. The Republican candidate in Wisconsin's closely watched U.S. Senate race emphasized this week that he doesn't oppose elderly people voting after initially saying that almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. Eric Hovde faces Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in the race that is essential for Democrats to win in order to maintain their majority in the Senate. Baldwin and Democrats have been attacking Hovde over comments he first made April 5th on a Fox News radio show about nursing home voting. But Hovde said Wednesday that I think elderly people should absolutely vote.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Here are today's vital statistics. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held this Monday, April 22nd, at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or a Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet. In birth news, from the Richland Hospital, Brooklyn and Stephen Peterson had a daughter, Stevie Sharon Pauline. Megan and David Jones had a daughter, Ren L. And Kelsey Ward and Nick Miranda had a daughter, Maisie Jo.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Cloudy skies still in the forecast through this evening and into tonight. Still a small chance we see a light sprinkle. However, decreasing clouds will be expected through tonight and into Sunday. Temperatures will be falling through the evening down to a low of 28 degrees tonight. Frost will be likely by our Sunday morning, but plenty of sunshine in the forecast for Sunday and some warmer temperatures on the way. Winds will still be out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, but high temperatures reach to near 61 by the afternoon. We'll stay clear through the evening and into Sunday night, but another chilly night ahead. Some patchy frost possible, lows falling to near 32. However, winds will be turning to the southwest at about 5 miles per hour on Sunday night. This will lead to even warmer conditions going into Monday. It'll be breezy with highs near 66 degrees by the afternoon. Clouds will be increasing throughout the day with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 30 miles per hour throughout the day on Monday. And then scattered showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms look likely by Monday evening and into Monday night. Temperatures stay mild with the rain showers. They only fall back to a low of 48 degrees on Monday night. And then going into Tuesday, staying cloudy and breezy with a continued chance for some scattered light rain showers. We should be mainly dry through the morning. Those chances return by the afternoon. Highs near 63 degrees on our Tuesday. Drying out for Tuesday night and turning cooler. Lows fall to near 34, but sunny skies will be in the forecast again by Wednesday. Highs only reach to 58 degrees, however, so just a touch cooler on Wednesday. We'll see temperatures fall back to a low near 33 under clear skies for Wednesday night. And Thursday, mostly sunny, high temperatures reaching to near 63 degrees by the afternoon. Clouds unfortunately increase again on Thursday night and going into Friday. Lows will fall back to 43, and then damp and dreary for Friday. Rain and showers will be likely throughout the day. Just a touch cooler as well. Highs near 59. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now it is 39 degrees under cloudy skies. Yesterday's high it was 50, 32 for a low this morning. The record high came in 1987. It was 88. The record low established across the area in 1952 when it dropped to 20 degrees. Last year's high was 70 and the low 41. Sunset will occur at 7:50 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:10 tomorrow morning. West winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour currently. Barometer is up just a bit at 3021. We have cloudy skies as it's been through the day, and we are at our high temperature for the day as well, with a temperature of 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Sports time today is up next. It is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school track action on Friday night at the Betsy DeMerritt Reedsburg Invitational. Reedsburg was the top team in boys. Richland Center finished sixth. Richland Center was seventh in the women's activity. McFarland was the first place team. Looking at some of the Richland Center individuals that placed on Friday night, the boys varsity 1600 meter run, Malachi Fretz was third. Malachi finished fourth in the 3200. In the 110 meter hurdles, Grayson Banker finished third. He was also third in the 300 hurdles. Boys 4x1 relay team action. Richland Center was third. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper ran that. And they were second in the 4x2. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, along with Kevin Hernandez and Fletcher Harper. In the 400-meter finals, Clarice Possen was eighth for the Hornet girls. And also in the girls' varsity 4x8 relay, Richland Center finished fourth. Grace Fretz, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Olive Harper. McKenna Anderson was 11th in the shot put and 9th in the discus. The high jump final saw Grace Fretz leap to second place. Pole vault action, it was Olive Harper finishing 9th and Ava Gotchel 10th. Soleil Ewing took the girls' varsity long jump first place finish with a 15.5.25. On Saturday at the Cashton Invitational, Ithaca Weston's girls finished third. The boys were seventh. First place team for the girls was Cashton, while Brookwood was second. Also, Kickable Lafarge finished fourth, and North Crawford fifth among the 10 teams. Kickable Lafarge boys were first. North Crawford, New Lisbon, Brookwood, and Cashton also ranked in the top five. We have some results from the Ithaca Weston team. Tristan Peterson finished second. That was in the 100-meter hurdles. Kaylee Peterson first in the 100-meter dash, and Kaylee Miller was fourth. Also for Ithaca Weston, the 4x2 relay team finished fourth. Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Maggie Kirshner. Aubrey Cook was second in the girls' 400-meter dash. Jaden Boland was fourth and eighth for Jasmine Meyer. The 4x1 relay team finished first. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was third in the 300-meter hurdles and first overall in the girls' 800-meter run with a time of 2:33.34. Aubrey Cook was third in the 200-meter dash. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. And Tristan Peterson was first in the long jump with a 15.6.25. Aubrey Cook, first place in the triple jump with a 31.9. Jasmine Meyer finished ninth. Bailey Wanless, 13th overall for Ithaca Weston in the discus. Also for Maggie Kirshner, she finished 15th in that event Saturday at Cashton. For the Ithaca Weston boys, it was Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones finishing third in the 4x8 relay team. A fourth place finish for Landon Thompson in the 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee took first in the 1600-meter run with a time of 5:54. Also for the Ithaca Weston boys, it was a 12th place finish for Sam Jones. That was in the 400-meter dash. Clayton Lee was first in the 3200 with a time of 10:48. The 4x4 relay team for Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Sam Jones, Makai Tuaulo, and Landon Thompson also ran that for Ithaca Weston. And it was a 9th place finish for Landon Thompson in the boys' long jump event.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Today in high school baseball, Wisconsin Rapids over Toma 6-5. Potosi Cassville beat Platteville 10-7. Sauk Prairie 10, Wisconsin Dells 3. Pecatonica 8-1 over Fenimore. Iowa Grant bested Kickapoo 11-2. Today in softball, Luther over Seneca 7-5. Mineral Point 7-3 winners against Lomira. Baraboo 15, Stoughton 3. Mount Horeb beat Dodgeville 13-4. Mineral Point 6-1 over Waterloo. Tomahawk beat Reedsburg 12-7. Onalaska 8, Prairie du Chien 3. Monroe 12-4 over Reedsburg. Lancaster 9, Onalaska 2. Platteville beat Viroqua Youth Initiative 10-3. And Melrose Mindoro over Royal by a score of 16-6. Jackson Churio followed Bryce Tarang for back-to-back home runs in the fourth inning, becoming the fourth youngest player since 1900 with four homers in his first 17 games. And the Brewers routed the Cardinals 12-5. Reese Hoskins homered, had three RBIs for the Brewers, whose 18 hits were their most in 3 years. Every Brewers starter had a hit, and eight had multiple hits. The bottom three batters in the order were 6-for-12 with four RBI. Bailey Ober pitched six solid innings, and the Twins stopped a five-game slide by edging the Detroit Tigers 4-3. Byron Buxton and Austin Martin each had two hits for Minnesota. John Sterling was honored during an on-field ceremony following his retirement as New York Yankees broadcaster for 36 seasons. Sterling, who turns 86 on July 4th, was presented a jersey with number 5,631, representing his total of regular and postseason games as the team's radio play-by-play voice. Clips of his most memorable calls were played. Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, and Derek Jeter gave video tributes as well. The Bucs are dealing with injuries to key players during the playoffs once again, and Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers are standing in their way. Milwaukee lost four of five regular season games against Indiana, though they haven't met in the last 3.5 months. The Bucs likely won't have Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of the first-round playoff series because of a left calf strain. Halliburton is making his playoff debut close to home. He grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, about 90 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points, Jared Allen had 18 rebounds, and the Cavaliers beat Orlando 97-83 in Game 1 of their playoff series. Also, J.J. McCarthy is expected to be the first of many Michigan men drafted from its national championship team. The Wolverines had a record 18 players at the draft combine, giving them a chance to be the first school with at least 16 prospects picked in one NFL draft. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Coming up, our Retro Saturday continues here on WRCO Radio as we bring on some hits of the 70s and 80s and some headlines as well with the Backtracking Show, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtracking Show from WRCO. Today we go back to some headlines and some music makers from the 70s and 80s once again. Phil Nee with you as we go backtracking to 1975 to kick off the program. Four fans were taken to a hospital and 35 others required treatment after they attempted to swim across a lake to meet their heroes during an appearance at a BBC Radio 1 Fun Day at Mallory Park in England. We're talking about the group the Bay City Rollers, who created Roller Mania in the mid-1970s. Here's her taking an old Dusty Springfield hit. I only want to be with you.
I only wanna
The Bay City Rollers creating some pandemonium in the year of 1975. In 1980, Blondie scored their second Billboard number one hit, a song featured in the Richard Gere movie American Gigolo. The track also hit number one worldwide, including in Europe. A song called Call Me. On the Backtracking Show, we roll ahead to 2016. Making news this weekend, Alice Cooper told CNN that he had decided to run for president of the United States that year and had chosen actor Tom Hanks as his running mate. With tongue firmly in cheek, he said that his campaign slogan was, "I can do nothing as well as they can do nothing," referencing Democratic and Republican presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, adding that his platform was non-existent. Alice Cooper, who I don't think carried it much further than just that announcement this weekend in CNN.
You and me ain't no movie star.
What we are is what we are. We share a bed, some loving and TV, yeah. That's enough for a working man. But what I am is what I am. And I tell you, babe, well, that's enough for me. Sometimes when you're asleep and I'm just staring at the ceiling, I wanna reach out and touch it, but you just go on dreaming. If I could take you to heaven, that would make my day complete. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. I'll tell you, sweetheart, that's just enough.
Alice Cooper on the Backtrackin' Show right here in the heart of the weekend from WRCO.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. By the time this Life Tracks airs on the radio, I'll have finished this year's wild hog hunt with my hunting buddies in Oklahoma. Look me up. Hopefully I'll have pictures of Hogzilla. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, at age 66, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, "Hey God, what's up?" simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
While at the Morrell Mushroom Festival, be sure to shop the festival apparel for adults, infants, toddlers, and animals, plus glassware and jewelry at the Muscadet headquarters Wednesday, May 15th through Saturday, May 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget about the garage sales on Friday and Saturday festival weekend. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you to Muscadet Mini Mart and Delta 3 Engineering for being a proud sponsor of the festival.
5:42 the time as we get set for our Retro Saturday to continue into the evening. We have a lost and found item found on Joe Miller Lane, a medium-sized black and brown dog. The number to call is 608-647-8476. That's 608-647-8476. Overnight lows will be around 28 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 39. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center. East Main Street, Reedsburg. The Backtracking Show from WRCO Radio. Hey, hello. Saturday, April 20th. We're going back in time to the spring of 1980. This is Steve Forbert.
Everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. So right now, meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Meet me in the middle of the night, let me hear you say everything's alright. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run.
Piano riff in that one. Steve Forbert and Romeo's Tune on the Backtracking Show. Here's one from the group Player. They were pretty much a two-hit wonder group. This
This one from the spring of 1978.
I heard the weatherman predict a sunny day. He did not mean to lie. I look outside.
A backtracking show coming at you today, the pregame show for tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. It was in 2016, April 21st, when the world learned of the death of Prince, the flamboyant singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who died at the age of 57. His music made a big comeback on the charts and downloads at that time. Songs like this one, the backtracking memory, Raspberry Beret.
Like my car. to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after that, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. It's baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
Backtracking on WRCL, going back to the year now, 1979, when a one-hit wonder went all the way to number one on the U.S. singles chart with a remake of Eddie Floyd's 1966 hit, Knock on Wood. It would also score well at the year-end countdowns that year. Amy Stewart with her version of Knock on Wood.
Bye.
1984 in the backtracking files. Phil Collins was starting a three-week stay at number one in the United States. It was movie music. Movie title from the movie Against All Odds. A song called Take a Look at Me Now.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave?